Check out Lux Life Discovered on Facebook and Instagram and on 30A.tv. See you next time on Lux Life Discovered.
Hello, I'm Rick Steiner. Welcome to another podcast of Lux Life Discovered. My co-host today is Shannon Richmond with the Panama City Beach Chamber of Commerce. So welcome, Shannon.
Thanks for having me. I always have such a good time learning so much about your guests.
I know, it's fun to, to see what everybody is involved in. And
sure is.
Our guest today is Bradley Azell with Bredor Company. And he's also a sponsor for our series of podcasts. So welcome, Bradley, to the podcast.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Shannon. Thank y'all for being with me today. This is I'm looking forward to this.
Well, we are too, because I'm curious. So tell people what Bredor is really all about.
Mm-hmm. So it's a company that I've started as kind of an acorn and has grown over the last couple of years. And now we finally come to market. And so it's a luxury men's skincare company that I've started out of Nashville, Tennessee, and something I'm super passionate about and can't wait to talk more about and let people know that watch your show a little more about it. But that's what it is kind of at a high level in a nutshell.
Okay. And so where did this concept, when did it start and how did you pursue it, take it from concept to the actual product?
No, that's a great question. So rewind the clock a little bit here. So, you know, there was this thing a few, two, 3 years ago, as we all know, right, called the pandemic. And during that time, there was I also turned 30. So by no means do I think that that's an old age or anything like that. But it was I guess you can say a seismic moment for me, or, you know, a milestone, I guess you could put it. So locked down, turning 30, thinking about the next decade. And I think it was more mental, but I'm sure we were all kind of going through mental stuff at that time, right? It was a pretty difficult time for us all. I started looking in the mirror and I was thinking, hey, you're not quite looking as fresh as you did, you know, just a couple of years ago.
Right. We had plenty of time to look at ourselves, didn't we?
Exactly. I think we were all probably way too close because we're just stuck in the house, right? You just walk by that mirror a little too much. But yeah, so I was like, well, you know, I don't know where it started necessarily in my childhood, but I've always thought it's important to have a great first impression. I've always cared about grooming, men's style, just looking sharp. You know, I've always thought it was neat to see the likes of a Ryan Gosling or Ryan Reynolds, people like that. But, you know, guys that I've kind of looked up to for style, David Beckham, things like that. That I didn't even have the idea for the company at that point, but so I said, well, this is a time I could try out a couple of different products, like find out what skincare is all about. Because at that point, I just, you know, I washed my face in the shower like everybody else, and maybe put on a little moisturizer, maybe, you know, every now and then. So, anyways, fast forward a little bit, I started trying out a couple brands and. Well, that didn't really work. Okay. And just to give you a little background on just who I, you know, a little bit of what I've been doing the last few years. So I'm in healthcare analytics. And so the way that I am is I really not only want to be a self-improver, but I can get really deep in the weeds on things. And so I started doing a ton of research on skincare ingredients. And I didn't just, you know, I didn't just willy-nilly just go out and try a bunch of things. So I really wanted to make sure I was spending my money where it mattered. And so after several months of research, you know, I started finding out what works, what didn't work. Tried out a few brands. And I just noticed that some brands were doing what I thought it would. Some of the, you know, the drugstore brands really weren't going to appeal into me. And then also out there, there's not a lot of brands that appeal to men like myself. I think you know, most skincare is tailored for females, which is understandable. But even some of the other brands that were out there just didn't really speak to a guy like me. So that in a nutshell is kind of where it started. I'm happy to go in that a little deeper.
Okay. So how did you take it from that concept? Even like realizing that there's still a big step between like bringing a product to the market. So how did you, I mean, And you know, this is a common theme on our podcast today that we've talked to other people, and you're all young and you've done your research. That's the thing about it. Every guest has stressed the research part.
Yes.
And so how in the world did you go for, especially a men's skincare product, how did you even know where to research to even start? I would be clueless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that quite a bit, particularly with a lot of my friends and colleagues right in Nashville, you know, when they kind of ask, well, how did you, but if you kind of know me more on a personal level, you know, you go in my office in my house and I've got probably 200 books on the wall, and you know, people that get to know me a little bit more, you know, kind of understand. But really, Rick, you know, it started with, I would say, once I had done some of my own research, just to see what would work for me, I watched tons of YouTube videos. I mean, there's just a world of knowledge out there. Read every blog I could. Of course, I understand, like, I'm not a doctor, right? So I thought, you know, it was going to be key to tie in experts like that. So I worked with a dermatologist in South Florida, as well as a chemist with the lab manufacturing company that I work with that helped me create the product. And so, you know, I took a lot of ideas I had to them. And I remember the chemist said, well, they're like, look, you're not quite at the PhD level, but you know way more than I would expect someone to know. So, so that's what I helped, you know, so I learned a lot myself. Again, I'll kind of use this word several times, self-improver. I really believe that, you get out of life what you put into it, and you can kind of be whoever you want to be. You can grow. You can be that man or that woman that, you know, you want to dream to be. And so, that's, you know, to make it a long story, that's kind of how I brought it to, well, I contacted several manufacturers in California, Florida, and I wanted to keep it, in the U.S.
Right.
I'm very patriotic, and I wanted to keep something that was manufactured here in the U.S. I could have gone overseas, and the Japanese markets, the South Korean market are huge, for skincare. But, so I partnered with a great, manufacturing facility in South Florida that helped me bring it to life, I guess you could say.
That's interesting.
But you know, most men have, how do you get the word out to men? Like, my husband will say, hey, do you have any moisturizer I can use? So he'll just grab whatever I have and use it. But they need to know that they have their own, because their skin, your skin's not like my skin, your skin's not. Right. So how do you market it to men?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, you brought up a good point there, Shannon, because you know, the difference between men and women's skin particularly is this stuff right here. Right, we've got a lot more facial hair than women. Our pores are a little deeper. Our skin is a little thicker, right? So it does make sense for men to have products specifically tailored to that would work better with those types of skin, right? I'm sure there's gonna be some women that have, you know, thicker skin too, but overall, you know, men just have different things growing on their face, and so. To get to your question though, how do you kind of let men know that? I think it takes education, right?
Yeah.
I think it also, with social media, YouTube, things like that, people are learning about this a lot more. I know that there's a lot of great, I think part of it too is like, you've probably looked at my website, and then also is the Instagram page. It's very tailored towards a male-centric audience. And so I think it's also just having content that appeals to men as well.
So right now, are you finding it more that ladies are purchasing it for their men, or men are purchasing it for themselves?
Good question. Yeah.
That's a great question. No, so I think we haven't started yet, but I am going to experiment with this, that to start with social media ads or out there that, you know, do target women, and maybe see if there's an angle there, right? Like you said, right? Like, oh, honey, like I keep getting ads for this on my Instagram account. Like maybe you should, like, oh, I bought this for you. Like maybe you should try this out. But we haven't tested that quite yet. But I will say, yes, a few of the orders I've had in Nashville have been, from girlfriends or wives that have been like, I've they knew a lot about skincare, and they're like, I've looked at Brad's ingredients. I've looked at And he's got a really, what I consider a quality product here. I think you need to get some of this. And so they'll place an order.
Yeah.
I think that's going to probably be your initial how it works. And then they're going to get it and use it. And then they're like, oh, this is great. And then they're going to be the one that reorders. But I think if you have it in the woman's hand first, that's smart.
Absolutely.
I see the ad with the woman just being all in. Yes.
Maybe they're great.
So with your ingredients, so how did you research the ingredients to know exactly what to to go for?
Yeah. No, that's another great question because, so just like the, well, I'll let you in a little bit into the industry. You know, I found out this through reading a lot, but also speaking with the chemist in my manufacturing lab. And so the skincare industry is a lot like, I'll compare it to like the supplement industry, right? A lot of people will take, you know, some sort of protein supplement or pills or powders or something like that. And what happens a lot of times is, you know, companies will, they'll put some ingredients in there that are well known or known to be, fine ingredients, but then you'll look on a label and there'll be some sort of like their own made up blend. You know, you don't know what's actually in the blend, right? It's a sexy marketing, I'm getting this special something they created in a lab that, you know, they only could come up with, right? And so to differentiate my product, our company from the market, what I decided, and I took this idea to the chemist, and they said, well, you know, we don't know why people haven't thought of this more, but what I did is I took a bunch of ingredients that have been around for a few decades, right? But what a lot of companies won't do is they won't put all these ingredients in there because it's not as cost effective, right? It's more expensive to manufacture. And so what I've done is I've taken ingredients like retinol, glycolic acid, glycerin. These are ingredients that have been around 40, 50, 60 years. And they are some of the most tried and true, tested, science-backed. I mean, you could go out there and find tons of research on these ingredients. And they're not just some, and those are just three of some of the main ones in there, the highest potency. Mm-hmm. But all the ingredients in there, like hyaluronic acid, all of these, if you Googled like top 10 ingredients, right, several of these are going to be in that list. Whereas most companies, they might put one or maybe two of these ingredients and then a lot of, you know, filler, right? But so you really want to get your best bang for your buck with these tried and tested ingredients and not just come up with something like just that would create a lot of marketing fluff.
That makes sense.
So what type of products do you have? Is it just one? I mean, men mm-hmm. have to have different skin, right? Like women, like dry, oily.
Yeah.
So do you have all of that for the men as well?
Yeah, no. So that's a great question. So right now we just have our serum, which I've got a little bottle of it here, right here, by the way, Rick, I'm going to send you some of this after we get off here.
All right.
I need to get your address so I can send you some.
Wait, let me see how he looks now. Okay.
We'll do the before and after.
He's already got that great tan and everything. So, I mean, I know he's a guy that takes care of himself already, but we'll send this to you so you can try it yourself. But, sorry, I lost the train of thought. What was the question again?
For
the men.
Yeah.
So right now this is great for the oilier and like normal skin. I would say it's good for those with drier skin as well. But I would say like based on the reviews I've gotten back so far, typically, you know, what happens with, you know, the companies will put out there that this is great for all skin types, which it will be good. It will work for anyone. But what it's based on the customer reviews and the customer feedback, those with, because it's a little of a lighter formula. And so what happens with a lot of people with oilier skin is that then you put on a super thick product as well. And it usually causes breakouts or you know, just a discomfort, and they're already subconscious about it. You know, their skin already being oily, and then you're going to cake some thick serum on top of it. And so it's great for all skin types, but you know, I can see in the future where we might create different lines, right? So where we change the ingredients a little bit and go in specifically for like a drier, you know, a drier skin or an oilier skin. So that's kind of down the line, but yeah. Oh, in a nutshell, that it's good for all skin types, but those for the normal and particularly the oilier skin, it's great as well.
And how do you use that product? How do you put it on or apply it?
Yeah. So I wish I had this bottle open right now so I could show you a little bit. But it's got a dropper, and you drop, I would say, you know, a little smaller than a dime amount on your hand, and see if I can, yeah, just a little dot. And I would apply it around my eyes first. That's usually where you're gonna get your crow's feet. Yeah, exactly. You get most of where you smile, get the wrinkles here. And then I would apply it, you know, around right here above the eyes, and then your forehead, and then down your face here. So apply the rest of it down there. And so it doesn't take a lot to really see some effects of it. But another thing with most of these serums is that you can really only, some of them you can only apply at night. This can be applied day or night. If you want to apply it both times, that's fine. When you wake up in the morning, wash your face, or when you, right before you go to bed. But I always say, if you're going to choose one or the other, I think the nighttime is the best time to do it.
Mm-hmm. And do you have sample packets of that product?
No, we don't have sample products, but I've thought about doing an idea where, you know, maybe, you know, try it out first, and, you know, we've got a money back guarantee. So if someone doesn't like it for whatever reason, they'll get their money back, no questions asked.
I know what I'm putting in Steve's stocking.
I know, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, so when you first came up with this idea, how was the response from your immediate circle?
Yeah.
Were there skeptics? Were there, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's when I came up with the idea a couple of years ago, particularly during the pandemic, I knew I wasn't quite, I needed to do more research. I mean, that was just the kernel of the idea, right? But I started, you know, because we were in lockdown, I just started reading a ton of books. Not even about skincare, about business and self-improvement, personal development, all that. And so I think people around me saw a change in me and how serious I was about this. But yeah, I mean, I now that it's come to fruition, you know, there's actually actually a product here in front of us. Now people are like, okay, like this wasn't just some crazy fantasy that he came up with, or he didn't just talk the talk. Yeah, he walked the walk as well.
They were like, he wasn't locked up so long that he just lost his mind. Yeah.
Exactly. So, well, yeah. I'm sure some people really thought that. I mean, they're like, you're not a doctor, you're not a dermatologist. And I was like, that's fine. Like I at that point I knew that I could, you know, work with those type of people to bring this to market. So, the support's been great now that, you know, we have gotten launched and everything, but Rick, I'm sure even starting this show, right? Like it's, you know, you're going to have some people that are going to kind of give you the little eyebrow, like, what are you trying to do? Yeah. But that's anyone that's ever done anything great in their life. I'm sure they've gotten that.
Oh, you know, they have. If they haven't, then, you know, it's probably these would be question itself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
yeah.
So let me ask you this too, about the chemist. How did you know, like we had a guest earlier and she was talking about working with her chemist. How in the world do you know where to even look for a chemist, right, and what qualifications to even look for in a chemist that you can really trust? You know, that you're getting a honest evaluation.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Yeah, that's such a great point. So I mentioned it a little earlier. So, you know, it's in the U.S., there's manufacturers all across the U.S., but particularly they're concentrated in Southern California and Southern Florida. I don't know if it's the sun. I don't know if maybe those areas or people are just a little more, you know, I don't know, a little just
self-conscious
care more about
us.
You know, yeah. I don't know if it's I mean, South Florida, I think more about, you know, like plastic surgery, things like that. I don't know. They're just image conscious area. But so I interviewed seven different laboratories. And so calls just like this, you know, hour long call. And I listened to what kind of information they would give from me. And then, you know, I found out that there were certifications, right, that these companies need to have to manufacture. And, you know, some of the companies, they wouldn't share necessarily who their client was, but there would be, you know, certain paperwork that they could provide that the FDA would, you know, grant them certain certifications. And so ultimately, you know, I talked with, you know, like I said, the dermatologist as well. And she said, here's some things you need to look out for as well when I've worked with other people that have done this. So, yeah. So a lot of digging, but a lot of research.
A lot of patience.
Yes.
Is your product in dermatology's and dermatologist's office? Like, you know how they have the whole line for women, Obagi. Do you have any of yours at any of their offices?
Not yet, but that is the you know, ultimate, one of the ultimate dreams that we'll have. You know, ultimately, I'd like to get this in high-end retail, but I'd love to. My next door neighbor owns a med spa, skin spa in Nashville, and we're in discussion of maybe getting some in there as well.
All right, interesting.
I'm sure if I was getting a facial, feeling all, oh, I feel wonderful, and then I saw this stuff for my husband, I'm like, oh, well, you know, just, what? Yeah, I better get him some too. Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. Where do you see the company going in 3 to 5 years? What's the goal? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in, by three, definitely by 5 years, I would like to be in, you know, definitely be selling very, very well in the U.S., but I'd like to expand to the other English-speaking markets. So what's on my mind is Canada, England, Australia. So I'd like, at the very minimum, I'd like to be in those markets as well, shipping internationally.
Okay.
And, you know, if we could potentially get in some sort of retail by then, that would be tremendous as well. But, you know, I see over the next 1 to 2 to 3 years, really creating a base there in Nashville, expanding operations, expanding the team. And then, you know, ultimately that's my vision. You know, I want to make this an international brand. I want it to be something that, this is kind of funny, but this is my ultimate dream. My ultimate dream is that, you know, how I love James Bond. It's probably my favorite movie character of all time, or I love the books too. But, you know, they do a lot of product placement in the movies.
Oh, yeah.
And I would love for him one time to have the Bredor bottle like sitting there on the, as he's getting ready to put his tuxedo on, you know, or something like that. He puts his skincare on before he goes, before he goes out and saves the world, he puts his skincare on. So,
oh my God. That's great.
Well, that's my ultimate dream. I don't know if that'll happen in 5 years, but that's ultimately what I want it to happen. Yeah.
You may be at the beginning of somebody with the next generation of characters, or, you know, superhero that people will love.
Well, that's important. Skincare is very important to women. I'm sure it would be to men if they would just take a few minutes or know about it. So, like you said, education is the biggest thing.
Well, with guys, we think we're too macho. We don't need.
That's because
that
you got to have your wife tell you need it.
Yeah. So that's the other part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can I hit on that for a second, Rick? Because you're so right. Like, one, there has been a little bit of a stigma, or not a little bit. There is kind of a stigma with skincare, and I get that, right? So ultimately, I mean, because I consider myself like a real man, you know, man's man type of guy type, you know, like where, you know, I don't mind getting dirty or like, you know, working hard or whatever, but. I think with this younger generation, right, they're in like just. Even in the last 10 years or so, you've seen like an explosion of beard oils or like beard treatments and things like that. And so men are getting more comfortable putting things on their face, right? And the stigma has gone down a little bit. And I think, I don't know if this is true, but I think that things like social media, right? Everyone's a little more image conscious nowadays. And so I think that might be leading to a little bit of growth in the industry. But I think with the things like beard oils, guys are just getting a little more comfortable doing that. But to kind of wrap up the point with macho, you know, like that's kind of where that's where I'm tailoring my content to appeal to men like that, you know, maybe if it was a slightly different content, more maybe female-centric content, they wouldn't be as interested. Like, it wouldn't appeal to them in, right. in the same way.
Well, and there are a lot that do it that wouldn't talk about it. You know, that's like they have their regimen they follow, but they're not going to like openly discuss it or post
like,
it.
Like, oh my God,
media.
You look great. You look refreshed today. Right. Oh, well, I've been on.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's funny is they're like, I've had a couple of people, they're like, are you using your product? And I said, yeah. And they're like, okay, well, like I can tell, like, you look a little different. Like you look different. I can tell a difference. I was like, yeah, well, you know, I was like, I gotta, you know, walk the walk as well and use it. And so I've even had family members comment on it, you know? And so,
I'll keep an eye on Rick and let you know what happens to him.
Yeah. Well, we have to get a before and after picture or something. Yeah absolutely. Yeah.
And how long does it take to start seeing effects?
Yeah. So typically I would say, you know, with our customers that have used it so far, you know, as little as 4 weeks. So you'll definitely notice some softening of the lines around your eyes and your jawline. That's where you'll notice it, you know, a lot first, but it also helps good in like balancing your complexion, right? You know, helping soften some of like, you've got dark spots on your face, things like that. So you'll notice a slight reduction in that as well for most people.
Wow. All right. I'm excited for Steve to try it.
I know.
And you.
Yes. And thanks, Shannon. All right. Well, goodness, our time has already passed, but tell people where they can get your product. We'll put the image of all the information on the screen as well, but share that information if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can reach us on our website at www.bradour.co, not .com, .co. And then you can also find us on Instagram at bradour.official. So just two words there. But really appreciate the time today to both of you all. Really enjoyed this. So would love to come back sometime, Rick, and talk to you again, maybe in the future.
We will definitely
Before and after.
We'll do the before and after and talk about that as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll definitely be following you because I hope to see some great things from you and with the company. So
absolutely.
So, all right. Well, that wraps up this episode of Lux Life Discovered. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you soon.
You're listening to the Lux Life Discovered podcast, where we talk with people who are living a lifestyle that reflects their passion, because we believe everyone should be living their best life, their Lux Life. The show is hosted by Rick Steiner with Steiner Event Group, a premier national event planning company, and co-hosted by Shannon Richmond, the vice president of the Panama City Beach Chamber of Commerce. If you are watching on YouTube, be sure to hit the subscribe button and the bell to get notifications of future episodes. The show is produced by 30A Media and is broadcast on your favorite podcast outlets, as well as YouTube, Roku TV, Amazon Fire TVs, and other major brand smart TVs.